Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we have a pretty good show for you. Our podcast will include Hebrews in our practice, chapter 4 we begin today, with verses 1 through 9, and the poem itself is more than 6 stanzas. So it will be a pretty good show. We begin our practice in Hebrews 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, let us be on our guard while the promise of entering into his rest remains, that none of you seem to have failed. For in fact, we have received the good news just as they did. But the word that they heard did not profit them, for they were not united in faith with those who listened. For we who believed enter into that rest, just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. And yet his works were accomplished at the foundation of the world. For he has spoken somewhere about the seventh day in this manner, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again, and in the previous mentioned place, they shall not enter into my rest. Therefore, since it remains that some will enter into it, and those who formerly received the good news did not enter because of disobedience, he once more set a day, today, when long afterwards he spoke through David, as already quoted, "Oh, that today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Now if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken afterwards of another day. Therefore, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. We are so reminded to keep the Sabbath day holy. We are given the opportunity to remain obedient to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by living a life of piety, seeking less while accomplishing more in the name of Jesus. Remember to seek out others on this day, not just your own community where you worship and pray, for those of your home whom seem to be in dismay. It's not hard to find those who remain disobedient. It's finding the courage in Christ to share him without worry. And even if you don't find someone, your search will come across those who seem in a hurry. While you remain, remind them to honor the Lord with a life exampled by love, faith, and hope of his mercy, living free. Amen. Today we hear paragraph number 2173 of the Catechism, that the Gospel reports many incidents when Jesus was accused of violating the Sabbath law. But Jesus never fails to respect the holiness of this day. He gives this law its authentic and authoritative interpretation. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. With compassion, Christ declares the Sabbath for doing good rather than harm, for saving life rather than killing. The Sabbath is the day of the Lord of mercies and a day to honor God. The Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Jeffrey, Gabriel, and Julian. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver and Julian and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those that we've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others getting ready to join the church this Easter Eve as we take on the beauty of a vigil mass. And we bring in those who will be receiving their baptism, their first communion, and their confirmation. Welcome to the church as we pray for Holy Mother Church and your honor. We pray in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Hebrews 4. It's in verses 1 through 9. It's an ongoing poem, but it's six stanzas. Its title, A Day of Sabbath Always Remains. Guard our response to promise His. Remaining promised rest His failing none. News good heard all profit, some a whiz. Hearing word His without profit, God did shun. Faith united not, listening few sought. Wrath swore got, rest enter not. World's foundation accomplished works of the Father. Place mentioned previously, rest enter not. In disobedience, many didn't go any farther. Day 7 spoke. He of rest, humanity must have sought. Believers enter into rest by obedience. Works all even, God rest on day 7. Enter some except the disobedient. Day set His today, hearing voice from heaven. David shared God's word, voice hear and totally observe, hearts not hardened in the dirt. Joshua's day, others spoken not to divert. Resting Sabbath remains without shame, God's people share same, rest enter without blame. A day of Sabbath always remain. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 7th, 2022. We're recording this morning at 7:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we went a little over today. We're going to be closing this morning at about 8:04 in the name of Jesus. Shout out to our good friends, John and Marie. Hope Jesus is entertaining your life with the beauty of love, faith, and hope of mercy. Amen. I like to say faith, hope, and love of mercy. We close in the name of Jesus, thanking Him for all things. We're very thankful today for in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.